Constable was criticised during his own lifetime for what critics called his lack of finish. That the texture of this painting, when you home in on individual details, you'll see is actually very coarse, very crude. It's a painting that people often look at and think, isn't it detailed? Constable shows every tile on the roofs, Constable shows every leaf on the trees. But in fact, that's far from the truth. Constable is a great improviser with paint, a great inventor, using the physicality of the material that he paints with to actually stand for various parts of the picture. For example, if we look at the bush growing up the side of the house, you'll see that it's painted with, it looks like maybe the end of a palette knife rather than a brush. The main area where the trees are, the clumps of leaves seem to have been quite literally dolloped on with a great fat brush. Pulling the brush away, it leaves the pigment with a kind of what we call impasto, a shape, a texture, where he comes along later with his palette knife or maybe with paint on the end of his fingers and agitates the paint even further, giving us this spectacular effect where the light isn't just illusionistic light. The light is actually catching the coarse texture of the paint that he's used. When you have a look at the fields over on the right-hand side, the distant open vista, you'll see that there are many different shades of green. What he's done is painted that area, first of all, with a kind of mid-tone green. And while it's still wet, he's taken a green that leans to the side of blue and painted, once again, very freely, very loosely, before taking a brush loaded with green leading to yellow, a half-loaded brush over what looks like the dried underpainting of green, and then scumbled is the word that we use, scrape the half-dry brush over the dry textured paint that doesn't leave a brush mark that's complete, but allows the underpainting to show through, giving the whole picture a magical kind of sparkle to it. Constable's answer to those people who complained that his pictures weren't finished enough was that he saw no finish in nature. And indeed, that's why I think we love Constable's pictures so much today, that they do evoke a sense of the disorder of nature, the tangled undergrowth of nature, which is not really a subject for a painter who's going to be pernickety and finicky and give his pictures a nice all-over silky smooth surface. That's not what Constable was trying to do. Finish for Constable was something that he didn't see in the real world, so he doesn't try to include it in his pictures. Perhaps the most vibrant part of this picture is the area that indicates the water, where he's used thick white paint, put on once again very crudely and coarsely, that captures the sparkle and the shimmer of the noonday light. If you look very carefully at the thick encrusted area of paint marking the edge between the water and the ground, or perhaps that area just by the front wheel of the hay wain, you'll see precisely where he's using the texture of the paint to catch the real light in the real room to add to the wondrous sparkling effect of this picture.